Well, hi everyone. I've done several videos about the Three Gorges Dam project in China, and I noticed recently that a video that I did on Three Gorges Dam over a year ago has suddenly taken off in views. I'm getting a lot of comments, and the reason for that is China has engaged in recent military exercises, rather aggressive exercises by sea and air on December 29th and December 30th, 2025. And inevitably, I get comments or just the general notion that Three Gorges Dam is a high-value military target as a defense against a possible China invasion in the country of Taiwan. So I want to address this today. I had mixed feelings about doing this video as a civil engineer. I certainly don't advocate targeting civilian infrastructure, particularly a dam, where the reservoir, if it had a catastrophic release, would kill, no doubt, millions of people, either directly or indirectly. But at the same time, I think it's important to recognize both historical and current geopolitical and military realities. So I want to dive into this a little bit. So as I mentioned, China's recent military drills around the country of Taiwan is very much in the news, and it's essentially a tantrum. I mean, they do these military exercises or drills all the time, at least every year. But this recent activity is more or less a temper tantrum related to statements made by Japanese Prime Minister, as well as the approval by the U.S. government of a massive military arms sale to Taiwan. So we can see this recent drill was quite aggressive. It essentially involved a simulated blockade around the country of Taiwan. So this is what we're talking about with Three Gorges Dam. It's a massive structure built over 30 years ago, has a structural height of 181 meters or 594 feet. The dam is a concrete gravity type structure, so it's the self-weight of the dam that resists the hydraulic forces upstream. The dam has a reservoir impoundment of 39.3 cubic kilometers, which is nearly 32 million acre feet. So this notion that Three Gorges Dam could be a high-value military target goes back almost since the dam was completed. This is a Defense Department document from 2004, and I'll just quote from this. Leaders have publicly cited the need for ballistic and land attack cruise missiles. They're talking about leaders in Taiwan. Since Taipei cannot match Beijing's ability to field offensive systems, proponents of strikes against the mainland apparently hope that merely presenting credible threats to China's urban population or high-value targets, such as the Three Gorges Dam, will deter Chinese military coercion. So in other words, since Taiwan doesn't have nukes and China does, this potential targeting of Three Gorges Dam, which is a type of asymmetric warfare because you essentially would get the effects of a nuclear detonation if there was a catastrophic release of the reservoir. And again, I'm not advocating that at all. I'm just looking at it from just the aspects of the geopolitical and military comments that I see all the time on my videos. And now India has been added to the mix, along with Taiwan, as potentially considering Three Gorges Dam as a high-value target in a defensive military operation against China. And this is an article from a couple of years ago, but it says, but it quotes a strategist as saying two missiles could blow up Three Gorges Dam. Well, I think that's unlikely, but let's see what he's talking about here. The strategic panelist asked during the forum's question and answer session about the possibility a pounce-like missile offensive targeting China's key infrastructure sites, such as Three Gorges Dam, which straddles the Yangtze River in the Hubei province, some 1,200 kilometers northwest of Taipei. Su replied briefly that two missiles would do the job. Destroying the Three Gorges Dam has been a tactic floated and hotly debated in Taiwan since the early 1990s, when the dam was still under construction as China's number one infrastructure and hydroelectricity project in the 20th century. Of course, Three Gorges Dam has gone on to become very much symbolic of the CCP's touting their greatness and technical prowess. You know, it's always got to be one-upmanship, and we built the biggest dam, and look how great we are kind of thing. But it does have tremendous strategic importance, as well as symbolic importance, to the Chinese Communist government. And then this article goes on to say, there would be cataclysmic floods deluging cities and farmlands in central and eastern China if the Three Gorges Dam were to collapse after a missile attack. But of course, Chinese officials say that the dam is massive, it could readily withstand any type of attack, And I think there's a lot of confusion out there about what could or could not be achieved and what the objectives would be from a military standpoint relative to a massive piece of civil infrastructure like Three Gorges Dam. So this is the location of Three Gorges Dam. The Yangtze River Basin is massive. This river basin accounts for approximately 50% of China's agricultural production. So let's get some views of this dam. See that they're releasing water, which is routine. Even the routine operation of the dam causes massive downstream flooding. That's because they have to maintain a relatively high reservoir level to maximize hydropower generation. So there's only so much room to store floodwaters. And in order to prevent overtopping of the dam, they have to do these operational releases, which in and of themselves cause massive flooding, as you can see here. And this is typically an annual occurrence in the July to August monsoon season. It's tremendously damaging. There's erosion and loss of bridges downstream. It's quite devastating. But this idea of targeting dams in particular as part of military targeting during times of war is not a new idea whatsoever. We see recent examples in Ukraine where a couple of years ago, the Russians took out a dam in Ukraine, this Kharkovka Dam, which has been quite the disaster. The loss of section of this dam after the Russian attack caused massive flooding and deaths downstream. It's contaminated farmland. It's been an environmental and human disaster. And not to be outdone, the Ukrainians recently targeted this Belgorod Dam, and we actually have footage of this happening. I'm just going to play that here. Massive explosion. Reportedly from a 3-ton bomb. Caused loss of section of the dam, probably targeting a spillway gate or outlet works control structure, which resulted in release, an uncontrolled release of the reservoir water with massive flooding downstream. And you can see here the Russian military has their vehicles swamped because the ground is now marshy from the release of that reservoir water to the downstream areas. So in cases like this, you deprive the enemy of the opportunity to generate hydropower. If a facility has that capability, you inundate farmland, you make infrastructure unusable in terms of roadways. That's why, from a military standpoint, historically, dams have been a target. And of course, we're talking about an extreme event where the country of Taiwan is facing an existential threat from China if China were to invade Taiwan. And periodically, you see discussions where people say, well, this isn't a realistic deterrent because you can't actually blow up the dam. It's too massive. And this is what I want to get into in this video, because you don't have to actually create a gaping hole in Three Gorges Dam with the resulting uncontrolled release of the reservoir water to achieve the military objective if that were to occur here. What we're talking about, based on the available information I have, what's being discussed is a missile-type attack against Three Gorges Dam from Taiwan in a defensive reaction to a Chinese invasion of Taiwan. And there are vulnerable aspects of the dam structure that would no doubt be targeted. Again, you're not talking about blowing a big hole in the dam, but if a military attack resulted in sufficient damage that caused uncontrolled seepage, and then that seepage of reservoir water could credibly cause a risk or pose a risk of catastrophic release of the reservoir water, the Chinese would have no choice but to lower the reservoir level. That would deprive them of hydropower generation, that would generate massive flooding downstream as the reservoir was essentially evacuated, and they couldn't use the dam for its intended purpose. And if that scenario were to occur, there would also be strategic value for Taiwan relative to China, in that such a high-profile, high-value project could no longer be used for some period of likely years. Essentially, for dams, you have three main gate types. You have container gates or radial arm gates, and I'll cover that here more in a bit. You have sluice gates, and you have miter gates. And this is not Three Gorges Dam, but this shows you a typical container gate or radial arm gate. And these gates are typically exposed to the exterior of the dam on the downstream face. The curved portion is against the reservoir water. So in the case of Three Gorges Dam, these gates are well within the interior of this massive reinforced concrete structure. But again, they are still somewhat accessible from a missile attack, a very highly targeted as well as some redundancy in terms of multiple missiles being launched at a specific location. And again, if that were to occur, let's say you cause cracking or some damage where gates couldn't be safely operated, China would have no choice but to lower the reservoir level in a very hurried and emergency fashion so that they could implement repairs or at least prevent a catastrophic release of the reservoir. So militarily speaking, I think if they're targeting this potentially in a defensive action in response to an invasion by China into Taiwan, the objectives would be at a significant lower level, and that is just to cause sufficient damage where the Chinese would have no choice but to take the dam out of service. And of course, let's hope that this never has to come to pass, that China stays in its own lane and stops being so aggressive towards the country of Taiwan. But here's an example of just the normal fluctuation of the reservoir level to facilitate the hydropower generation, as well as creating storage for some amount of flood control. So since we're on the subject of war and peace, I haven't done a book review in a long time. And I want to mention, I recently read War and Peace by Leo Tolstoy. I should have read that book years ago, but it's a fantastic book. I'd put it in the top five novels that I've read in my life. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I would suggest you check it out. A lot of people may be intimidated by the size of the book. It's like 1,300 pages. But if you just steadily commit to reading a certain number of pages a day, you'll get through it. And you just don't want to get through it. You'll thoroughly enjoy it if you engage in this book, in my opinion. So there's a link in the description if you want to check that out. So please let me know what you think, everyone, about this video, what your thoughts are about the geopolitical military aspects of Three Gorges Dam. And with that, I want to send a shout out to those of you who have contributed to buy me a coffee. That's one of the better ways to support this channel. I also want to send a shout out to the channel members and those of you who have contributed to Super Thanks. Those are additional great ways to support the channel. So stay tuned. I'll continue to follow developments with Three Gorges Dam and other major infrastructure projects around the world.